What are some sacrifices you've had to make to pursue your dreams? And what's the side of your journey that people don't often get to see?
I mean, I'm starting to try and change it now, but change sort of my priorities now. But yeah, I missed a lot of friends' birthdays and weddings and family stuff. And as I said, I think that's what I chose to do particularly when I was starting out, because very competitive industry and someone else will do it if you don't. Yeah, that's a sacrifice. But let's face it, in the grand scheme of things, it's not exactly a particularly dramatic sacrifice with what's going on in the world right now.
Yeah, it's not the end of the world. And what advice do you have for the young people who are going against the grain but haven't got the desired results yet?
Persistence, passion and persistence, yeah. You really love what you're doing, the right thing to be doing, just keep going. Because, yeah, you got to make that luck and someone somewhere will be watching.
Definitely. And if you could give your 20-year-old self one piece of advice, what would it be?
That's a good question. 20-year-old self, this is advice, but like, I'd let him know that David Attenborough is really cool in real life. Yeah, you know how people say you should never meet your heroes?
Yeah.
Those people haven't met David Attenborough.
Yeah, I was actually going to offer.
I don't know if that's advice, but...
That's a heads up, isn't it?
Yeah. I think also, like, knowing that teamwork and your mates is everything. And that's, I think, the really cool thing about filming wildlife as opposed to photographing it. Photographing it is a much more of a kind of solo endeavor, whereas filmmaking, like, you can't be good at all these things. And there's loads of jobs and roles to do. And yeah, that is the cool thing. You can be in the most amazing place if you're with a team you don't like. It's horrible. Meanwhile, you can be having the worst time, the worst weather, the animals not cooperating. But if you're with people that you really get on with, it's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. And if you could film one extinct animal, what would it be?
Oh, that's a good question. One extinct animal, I don't know, like T-Rex or something. That'd be pretty sweet. I'm assuming we're not involving any kind of safety considerations.
No.
We're in total make-believe land. Yeah, T-Rex would be pretty sweet. Yeah, Stegosaurus, maybe. What's the one with the big swinging tail? Is that
the one with like the hammer tail?
Yeah, Bronchosaurus. I should probably know that. Yeah, any of those, they're sweet.
Yeah, that would be an awesome uncaged episode. But you're great filming a
T-Rex. Dinosaurs, I'm close.
Yeah, without a cage. Do you have any mantras in your head that you repeat yourself when things are going tough, or if you're going through that persistence, grit, week, and fail?
I think one of the great things about having done stuff for a while is you gain experience, and not only do you have experience, but you prove to yourself that you can do stuff or stuff works out. And I think, yeah, biggest thing is if you're passionate and you're persistent, Mother Nature might not give you what you want, but she'll give you something else that's probably better than what you wanted and you never expected. And that's the magic of the job. I think the other thing is really like focus on what you can control, like worry about what you can control, be aware of what you can't control, but don't worry about it. Cause like I spent a lot of years getting really worried about weather. I'm really worried about whether an animal was going to do something. Just focus on what you can control. Be aware of the weather, be aware of what the animal may or may not do, but focus on having your batteries charged, a memory card being in the camera, and your team being happy, and the rest kind of slots into place.
Yeah, that's very good stoic advice. Just worry about what you can control. I'll definitely take that into account. And if you or your work could be remembered for one thing, what would it be?
Oh, I don't know. I just hope people get stoked about the natural world when they watch my documentaries and aware of some of the challenges that nature faces and know that you might not feel very powerful as an individual if you're not a politician or CEO of a massive company, but you can positively affect the natural world. If we can all just make our world a bit wilder, you know, that does make a difference. And you'll also see quantifiable change, which is really cool. Whether you have a little garden or a big garden or the corner of your apartment, or you're involved in like a park down the road, help make that place wilder. Plant some trees, plant some insect pollinator friendly flowers. And yeah, you'll see those buzzing bees come around. And yeah, not only will that make you feel warm and fuzzy inside, you'll see a positive change, but it also contributes towards getting us out of this mess that we've got ourselves in.
Yeah, big things start small, don't they? And even just in the sharks up close with the marine protected area, just having the whales and all the other life, not just the sharks, it shows it's living physical proof that it can work. And imagine if 30% or more of the oceans in our world was protected like that was, it'd be amazing.
Totally, yeah. The great thing is that nature has an amazing ability to bounce back. We'd be in real trouble if it didn't. Nature can bounce back, give it the chance, and amazing things will happen.